yesterday.
Again, from the Church of the Lord Jesus Christ, I have a solid faith. Our apostle and general overseer is Apostle Anthony J. Patterson.
We'll be better yesterday.
If you'd like information concerning the church, you can write to the Church of the Lord Jesus Christ of the Apostolic Faith, Darby, Pennsylvania, Post Office Box 'Whether you are in the faith. It is our custom to offer prayer on the broadcast, so we'll be led in prayer by Elder Jerry Patterson.
Father, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we thank you, Almighty God, for another opportunity to come in your presence and to hear what thus saith the Lord. We're grateful, Almighty God, how you blessed us to look upon the angel and the lamb. Want to thank you that our eyes behold such. Want to thank you, Almighty God, how you washed over and brought him back. We thank you, Almighty God, that we're all here. We ask you, Almighty God, continue to hear our prayers. Watch over us. Maintain our feet as we hear now the word of God. We pray that the word have free course. Honest souls here, obey. We all here. We thank you. We praise you. We glorify you. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, who is God Almighty. But without him, we pray. Amen.
To our radio listening audience around the world, wherever you may be, this is another Hope Through God radio program coming from the Church of Lord Jesus Christ of the Apostolic Faith. Today we have with us our bishop and apostle, Apostle Anthony J. Patterson. Hear him.
When I heard the man of God, you all have somebody from heaven. I want to let you know in case you don't know. But when the gospel was being preached, it was amazing how my mind went with God to a place. He's saying, what did this signify? You doing all this preaching. And I felt kind of bad. I didn't do no preaching. That was you. He said, well, what was your signifying? And I tell you, I got kind of on the mountaintop kind of feel. I felt good. Because I knew if there was a question, there had to be an answer to what were you signifying about the Hebrew boys in the fiery furnace. So I asked the so-called preacher, and he said, I'll just let you preach it. Oh, but he tried to answer. He had some good thoughts. The Lord started him out. But I tell you, when you understand that there is but one church, you're going to understand a great thing. Because when God began to select these three to represent every manifestation that he's going to have and put them in this place, the signification, let's say, that if this furnace represents the world, right? If this is the world, now be reminded that as they came forth into this thing, that the world had no effect on them. The flames had no effect on them. They had their stockings on, they had their coats on, they had all their hats on, they had everything, they were dressed, they were armored. And they walked in and it had. But they that were of the world that tried to handle the word of life, they were destroyed by the world themselves. But the church could have ran. But what did they do? Went on in the furnace and sat out. Mind you, we came here bound in sin and shaven in iniquity. But we didn't turn around. We went on bound in the furnace because we knew if we just stay here, somebody was going to come and meet us. Loose our chains and set us free and let us dance around with him for as long as we're in this life. But when we walk out, the smell of smoke. When you get the victory here, you will have no stench from this world that you were ever here. Other than when the world look and say, didn't we put three? But they say, we look in and we see the form of the fourth one is like unto the Son of God. They looked down the telescope of time and saw Christ, God Almighty, coming to be with the church while they're tabernacling flesh and blood. The Lord is going to be handling where the stench of the world will come nowhere nigh you. I came in this world with nothing. But while you came in here bound, you found something sweet. You came in empty. But God, you're going out full of the Holy Ghost. Came in. Wanted something to feed you. And Isaiah looked. He said, if you make yourself in the waters, he said, I'll be there with you. Isaiah prophesied, if you make your way in the flames, I'll be with you. And this is why, if you are not baptized in water in the name of Jesus Christ and full of the Holy Ghost, you're not set free yet. But she came in this world in the womb bound by sin. But you kept walking. And you had to realize that there was a point in time that your knowledge came that I know God. And better yet, God knows me. So I know the Father. I know the Son. I got that in my tongue. And God knows I got the Holy Ghost. These three are all agreeing while we're in the earth with the water, the Spirit, and the blood that was shed. So the Son of God is still with the church because he's the head of the church. So what does he do? He puts somebody in there and say, dance with them. Walk around with them. And while the world is here, we are not of the world. Because God has taken the world out of us and us out of the world. So them that are of the world is going to feel the flames of hell when it's cast into the lake of fire. But the church is going to be all right. Just like God then selected Shadrach, Meshach, he selected you. He selected each soul that he would let get the victory over this life, that there will be no residue that you will ever hear other than you are glorified. Amen. So therefore you can testify, glorify thou me with what I had on before the world ever was. Sanctify me by your word, that if I tabernacle in flesh and blood only for a season, this too will pass. Let sickness come and try to separate me from how God loved me so, that he selected me to walk this way. And though I can't turn, because them that how I got this way are already gone, though I can turn, but my mind is made up, my heart is fixed, and I'm going on. Why? Because the flames are not going to bother me. Though I'm in this den, it's not going to cause me any harm. Because someone is in here with me. Somebody's tabernacling with me. So God selected you. God called you. And you heard the call. And you answered and said, here am I. So Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego is just you manifesting that God's words are true. He said, I'm a healer. Somebody got to manifest that the Son of God is with you. When the world look at you, they say, why don't you just die? I can't die because I got life in me. As Job stood in for us to be patient with God, Daniel stood in that you can walk into the middle of danger, and God will shut that danger up and let you have peace at a time you think not. But Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego said, come on, walk through this world, because when you get in it, God's going to find you in your trouble. And said, I come to be a comforter. I come because the flames have been heated 7 times hotter than normal. But we can turn and run, because them that had us don't have us no more. They're consumed by their own devices. But we're going anyhow. So they signified for the church, it's all right even now. It doesn't matter about the trials of the life. That's common to man. You're not going to have any residue from all of that stuff you've been through when God gives you the victory over the thing. Because he's got to deliver. So grateful. I don't have enough tongues to thank God. Just to hear your speech today, I came in here with nothing. But the Holy Ghost began to say, my God, when you go out, because it was said your end is going to be better than how you started out. We all started out in sin. But my God, in the course of the life, God kept your life. Say, I'm going to be baptized in water in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of my sins. Because I want him to walk with me. I want God to talk with me. And I want him to keep me. Because I know that there is anger against me because I choose to follow Christ. But it can't harm me. Somebody's walking with me. My enemy knows somebody is with me. Somebody has been keeping me all these days. Somebody been watching over me all these days. Somebody has guided my feet at every sunrise and every sunset when I didn't think I would be able to make it to the next one. Somebody had a hold of me. The form of the one that is with me is like unto the Son of God, because he and I are one, because I carry his word. And it is this manifestation of what the prophets said would be is now. You are subject to everything that was a preached aforetime, that you must manifest the power of God. Someone must prove God as a healer. Someone must prove that he is a deliverer. Someone must even prove that if an enemy has a spirit that is against you, you can go in and make that thing subject to you. Somebody. let them manifest that God is with you. And God has been the one that's been keeping you. And when the enemy see you, they got to see God has been with you. You couldn't be in Jesus' company and something didn't rub off on you to say, you've been with him. You've been with him. Somebody's got to say, you've been with him. Hallelujah to God. Physicians say, do you know somebody upstairs? I know the maker of upstairs. Say, well, we need something. Say, I can ask. And my God, come morning. You just get me to the morning. Hallelujah to God. I'll show you the God I serve is able. You cannot be in my company and God don't rub off. Somebody's got to testify. Your body, though it has been broken, is a tabernacle that the Holy Ghost is abiding to show everybody that's around. I am a keeper. I am a deliverer. I will set you free. And who I set free is set free indeed. So go to the furnace. Send us in the world. Take me from where your mind that I was going to be born of a woman. So I had to be in your mind. You had to have a discussion about my coming in this way. Send me into the world. I will get the victory over all of it because I must find the portal. I must find the word and find my way back home. Because I came from God, I got to go back to God. And I can't go back if I don't repent of my sins. So I've got to hear the gospel. I cannot get back if I'm not baptized in water in the name of Jesus Christ. I cannot get back if I don't get the comforter. Because while I'm tabernacling in the furnace, I've got to find Christ Jesus. So he can loose my chains. Because I came here bound. And I want to be free. So I've got to find Christ Jesus. There's got to be somewhere that the gospel is coming down like the rain and distilling like the dew. I got to find where God Almighty is abiding in a tabernacle so he can loose my chains. So when the enemy look in, he said, didn't we just put three in there? But we see something else now. We see something else now. My God, we see God done wrapped himself in flesh and blood. We see God Almighty has wrapped himself in flesh and blood. I see God has put on flesh and blood so he can help the church, so he can deliver the church. I see that the Father of all is not going to leave his soul in hell. I see he's put on flesh and blood. I see the word was made flesh. I see God tabernacling among men while they're having their troubles of life. I see. I see a fourth one. I know he was the Father, but I see now God Almighty has put on flesh and blood and is holding the church, keeping the church, has freed the church, and sin is not on them. He got them wet. Hallelujah to God, that the flames won't have no play in them. He got them free from sin. He got them free. So walk around in the world. Walk around in the world and let them look in and see your victory. Go sit on the other side of the desk from them and let them know I'm going to have what God has for me, what you meant for my evil. God made you do such for my good, because I can turn around. I have that option to go back, but I remember, and I'm going forward. Brother Stanley had to tell God, I've already prayed. I've already asked. But he was just walking around in the flames with God. And God knew the day and the hour that a blessing would come his way. And God knew that he would say, thank you, Lord. So all of those days that he was tried before the blessing came, all those days, waking up one sunrise, is this the day the Lord is going to bless me? And the sun go down and you still say, thank you, Lord. I'll be looking when tomorrow comes. Hallelujah to God. All of the days that God will quicken him and wake him. But God knew the day when that trial would be over. And today he can testify, it's over. He had the option. And all of those days to say, forget it. The Lord's not going to bless me. But he heard preached. Giving up. You giving up is not an option for you. God Almighty must reward your faith, because you have to manifest even sometimes to your own spouse that the God I serve, he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek after him. You got to tell even yourself sometimes, I cannot give up. I got to keep on praying. I got to keep on praying. This course has to be finished with your faith intact. It's got to be finished with your belief still in God. Because there cannot be any smell of the earth on you when God snapped you out of that den. job. God can give a job. Prove it. Prove it. It's a test. It's a test. But you must pass it. I don't care how many days. Doesn't matter. I got to keep believing. I got to prove that God will hear my cry. If Shadrach, if Meshach and Abednego was chosen to stand in for you, you can stand in for the church now and say, I'll prove God is able. Because Stanley proved God was able. When the doctor told Carrie, you're going to die, we don't do something. She said, well, I'll die. I've had a good life. Man said, we got to do something, miss. She said, you got to do something. She said, well, I'll die. But my gosh, she went home. Hallelujah to God. She was in the furnace. But the smell of unbelief couldn't get in her clothes. Hallelujah to God. Unbelief had moved and gave us room that we can walk around even in the furnace and say, come on, Lord, walk with me now. You know they say I'm going to die because if you don't open up a way, let me tell you. She went back to the physician and he said, my Lord, the Lord had to open up a way. When he looked in, he saw somebody else had done something only God could do. Here then, the manifestation of the fourth one that's walking around with the church. They looked down and saw God Almighty had wrapped himself in flesh and blood and stood in the midst of the flame and pushed the flames . So when he put on flesh and blood, what did he do? Stood on the sea, talked to the water, calmed the water, walked by a brow of a dead man, touched the brow, the boy woke up. Got somebody sick, said, you ain't got to come. Just speak the word. Spoke the word, and the child, the self, same out. Everything that he planned to do when he wrapped himself in flesh and blood, he did as a testimony that I'm with you. I will never forsake you. Stanley had the opportunity. In all of those days, to say, forget it. But he said, not so. Not so. And he think, say, my wife, y'all pray for her. She's as a weaker vessel. But his strength is enough to hold her. Because she must testify in all of his appointed time. He waited until there was a. God's going to show up. Your faith has to be rewarded. Because I heard, I believe God. But if you never test it, how will you know the power of God? If you never stand in the time of trouble, how will you know you are strong enough? What do you signify? What are you signifying? Though you are in the world, God is with you. And he said, I am able to make you whiter than snow. I can get rid of all of the issues and hold you while you're in this world until I come. Are we going to hold on? If God is walking with me, why would I leave God? Why would I leave God's company? What is out there for me if I leave this den that God has prepared? Where can I find safety in the world? Hear now the words as it was written. And look at the signification of these three. On this wise. Hear now how the word of the Lord was written aforetime for you. And just put your name that you're in, because you know you're in the den. You know you're in there. Just go on in there. But let me tell you, Vincent might be in the den. He said, but I ain't in here by myself. Somebody brought you to the den. But you got here safe. And you're going to get out safe. Because you didn't go by yourself. You went with somebody. And that somebody said, I'll never leave you. Let's hear. In the book of Daniel, as the king make a decree, he was so mad. Because what you did was so good, it made him mad. Say, heat the oven 7 times hotter than normal. My God, if that don't get them, if that don't make you turn around, everything you try to do seems like it's, oh Lord, where are you, Lord? Where are you? I'm right there in there. I'm right there with you. Are you going to turn? Not so, Lord.
Wherefore at that certain time.
Wherefore at that certain time.
Chaldeans came near.
Chaldeans came near.
And accused the Jews.
And they started accusing the saints.
Then spake and said to the king Nebuchadnezzar.
Yes.
O king, live forever.
O king, live forever.
Thou, O king, hast made a decree that every man that shall hear the sound of a cornet, flute, harp, sackbut, psaltery.
Want everybody to bow down and
and
to
all
your noise.
Kinds of music,
yes,
shall fall down and worship the golden image. And whosoever falleth not down and
who don't go down, the church not going down,
that he should be cast into the midst of the burning fiery furnace.
The church is not going down. I don't care what they say. My faith is still, and I know God can do this. So if I bow down to what you did and say, oh, God's not able. God did that.
Amen.
I noticed God did that. Now, why did God do that? You trying to separate me from your Lord? And you don't hear nothing. You trying to make me turn, Lord? Don't hear nothing. But I already heard from you where to go.
Yeah.
You told me to go to Jerusalem. I'm going.
Yeah.
So if the journey gets rough,
yeah,
I'm going to do what you told me to do. So no matter what happens along the way, I'm going to be all right if I continue. And when I heard you say something, so get quiet if you want to. I'm going to do what you told me to do. So maybe somewhere along the way, I'll see you along the way. But when you come back, I'm going to be where you told me to go. So when he said be baptized, that's the last thing you heard. Do that. If you then come out of the water and they say, you shall receive the Holy Ghost, believe that. If that's the last thing you heard, believe that. Amen. And you got that, say, well, he said, contend for the faith. If that's the last thing you heard, do that. Yes.
There are certain Jews whom thou hast set over the affairs of the province of Babylon.
Tattletales. The world is watching the church. Mm-hmm. Kenny is watching what you're doing. Mm-hmm. He's trying to figure out, why haven't you fallen yet? Rafa fell. This one fall. Why can't I get you to fall? Because God got me standing. Mm-hmm. Tattletales. That's why they're watching you. And they're testifying of me by what you all are doing. Mm-hmm. They say, now Bishop Patterson is getting that church straight. God is keeping the church straight. Mm-hmm. Say, Omega's doing such and such a thing, but Bishop Patterson over there, they see what I'm doing is the same thing that they remember when the last they heard from God. Mm-hmm.
Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego.
Yes.
These men, O king, have not regarded thee.
These three didn't regard what you said.
They served not thy gods.
They didn't serve your God.
Nor worship the golden image which thou hast set up.
When Omega set up something different from what the church had, did we bow down to it? No. Say, them folks not going to bow down, Kenny. Kick them out. Mm-hmm. Kick them out. My God, if they don't do what I say, kick them out. Mm-hmm. So what did we do? We got kicked out. Mm-hmm. In our stockings, in our coats,
man.
In our suits.
Yeah.
We grabbed our hats or whatever we had and out we went. Mm-hmm. But when he looked out, he said, my God, we kicked God Almighty out with him. Because he said, there wasn't no place for God.
No,
he can't say he didn't say that. He's a liar from the pit of hell. He said there was no place for God in there. So where did God go with us to the sidewalk?
Yeah.
Yes. Then, let's see if we manifest what was written.
Then Nebuchadnezzar, in his rage and
got mad,
commanded to bring Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego.
Why bother us?
Then they brought these men before the king. Nebuchadnezzar spake and said unto them, is it true, O Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego?
Is it true that y'all didn't bow down to what I said when y'all hear the music and all the noise? I want everybody to bow.
Nor worship the golden image which I have set up.
I heard what you said.
Now if you
I heard
ready,
what you said, Heron. Did you hear me?
Amen.
Like I told the judge, I looked him in his eye. You nor them is going to make me make Bishop Shelton's ministry a lie. Because I don't care what they say. I am not going to allow him or anybody to make this church a lie and what the man of God said a lie. Let them be a liar.
Yes.
And let God be true.
Yes.
Now if you be ready.
If you be ready.
At the time you hear the sound of the cornet, flute.
I'm going to try it.
And all kinds of music.
I'm going to try it.
You fall down and worship the image. Which
you know how you get scared and say, oh my God. You know when you get to that point, you say, well, should I forgive? Should I just give up? You get to the point where you're getting bigger. You try this one more time. You know the point. That you stay home and they have to call you. You know the point. Yes.
You fall down and worship the image which I have set, which I have made.
Yes.
Well, but if you worship not, ye shall be cast the same hour into the midst of the burning fiery furnace.
Now, the king warned them.
If you fall down, that'll be
Say, now, if y'all just go ahead and give up and say, Kenny, you go, just keep it. Like Rafa. Rafa got to this point.
Yeah.
He just said, okay, I'll just keep Penn Street. You go on. I said, how, my God, how can you say such? Me, as for me. The judge said, well, Mr. Rafa Kabosh Luke is gone. Mr. Patterson is the only one that's going to continue. I sure am.
Amen.
Like Sister Taylor said, my God, when we get in the war, we ain't in the war just to win.
Amen.
We're in the war to slaughter. So you never come up again.
Amen.
My God, if we let Kenny just slide by, he might rise up again. rise up and kill. My God, kill it and eat it. We're not in this war to just win. We're in here to conquer and kill the adversary. Like he said, kill them all. He said, don't leave nothing. Don't even leave nothing they had. Burn it all up. Yes.
But if you worship not.
If you worship not.
You shall be cast the same hour.
In the same hour, I'm going to put you in the furnace.
Into the midst of the burning fiery furnace.
Yes.
And who is that God that shall deliver you out of my hands?
You bad, okay?
Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego answered and said to
the king. Wait. They scared you think?
Oh, no.
They knew God.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord.
You shaking in our boots, you think? I ain't scared. Try to just say, Mr. Patterson, come up to the stand. And you don't want me on the stand. Because I'm going to testify of Jesus.
Yes.
And when I'm there, that's what I testify of. I'm going to signify Jesus.
Amen.
Don't care what you do. I told him I'm bringing my toothbrush, my suit, and I'm going to be buried, I'll be in my black suit, or I got my toothbrush if I'm going to jail. So I'm wearing my black suit, and I'm carrying my toothbrush. You don't want me on the stand. Because I'm going to prove God is real. Because I'm not afraid of nothing.
Amen.
Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego ain't scared of no furnace.
Mm-hmm.
They know God.
Yeah.
And they knew God. Where is your confidence? Where is your faith?
Yes, Lord.
Hmm? Yes.
Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego answered and said to the king.
King.
O Nebuchadnezzar.
Live forever.
We're not careful to answer thee in this matter.
You think I'm scared to answer you? Do you think I'm afraid to open my mouth and talk to you? Okay. With all due respect.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
If it be so, our God whom we serve.
Our God we serve.
Is able to deliver us from the burning fiery furnace.
No matter where you put us. No matter what the world do to me. I believe that my God is able to deliver.
And he will deliver us.
No, maybe.
Out of thine hands. He will.
Amen. You believe this?
Yes, Lord.
Yes, come on now. Come on.
If it be so, our God whom we serve is able to deliver us from the burning fiery furnace, and he will deliver us out of thine hand, O King.
You can't hold me, world.
But if not.
Because I'm going down in the water.
Yeah.
I'm going to get the stench of the world off of me. I'm going to wash sin off of me. I'm going to receive the Holy Ghost because I need the comforter to walk with me.
Mm-hmm.
Come on, come on.
Yes, Lord.
But if not, be it known unto thee, O King.
But if he don't come, be it known.
That we will not serve that God.
I still won't serve your God.
Nor worship the golden image which thou hast set up.
If you put me in that and burn me up, I still won't bow down.
Then come on, was Nebuchadnezzar.
You got to see where you're manifested in this.
Full of
you
fury.
You got to see where your life has been just trial after trial after trial, and you still won't bow down. You've got to understand then how powerful and great your life is.
Oh, King, full of fury.
King
and the
got
form
mad.
Of his visage has changed.
His
against
fury
Shadrach.
Got so he made them heat the thing. But it's all right. Come on.
Therefore he spake and commanded that they should heat the furnace.
Heat it.
One seven times more
seven
than
times.
It want to be heated. And he commanded the most mighty men.
Get the mighty men.
That were in his army to bind Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego.
Come on, I want some strong folks to get. Let some strong get hold of you. And you think you can't shake it. Maybe look at death in the window, in the mirror, and it's looking back at you and say, I see you.
Yes, Lord.
You might bind me for a season, but something told me you won't be able to hold me fast.
Amen.
Why? I'm going to shake it off.
Yes, amen.
Because I know who's with me. Come on.
To bind them and
bind
cast
them
into the burning fiery furnace.
Cast them in there. Yes, come on.
Then these men were bound.
The men were bound.
Their hosen and their hats.
Their hats.
And their other garments.
And their
and they were cast
They're
into
under
the mist of the burning fiery furnace.
Take it in. But going in, thanking God. Because don't you know that they noticed what was happening as they were going in? What happened to the mighty men that had a hold to them? It wasn't not they didn't notice. Yes, come on.
Therefore, because the king's commandment was urgent.
Because it was urgent.
And the furnace exceeding hot.
It was exceeding hot. The flames
of the fire slew those men that took up Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego.
Now, if I'm taking you in.
Side by side.
If somebody got a hold of you and they're taking you in and this fire's flying out and gets me and miss you, don't you see your life?
Yes.
And you keep on. Yes, come on.
And these three men, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, fell down bound into the midst of the burning fire.
They went
fiery
and
furnace.
Fell down in their bound.
Then Nebuchadnezzar, the king, was astonished and rose up in haste and spake and
the
said,
the king of the world,
unto his council,
cut up. Yes.
Did not we cast three
did
men
not
bound
we cast
into
three
the midst of the
men
fire?
Bound in that fire?
They answered and said unto the king, true, O king.
True, O king.
He answered and said, lo, I see
four men. Lo, what I see. Hallelujah to God. I'm looking at something else now.
I see four men loose.
I see. And my God did not die. So is your God able to deliver you?
Yes.
Is your God able?
Yes.
I see four.
Loose.
I see them loose.
Walking in the midst of the fire.
Walking in the midst.
And they have no hurt.
They're in the middle of the fire. And there is no hurt. That's why I tell you the hurt. The church hasn't been harmed at all.
Yes.
We'll stay right here until God delivers. They are not hurt.
And the form of the fourth is like the Son of God.
And the form of that fourth one is like unto the Son of God. God has wrapped himself in flesh and blood, came down from heaven to dwell among men to make sure you get the victory in.
Yes.
This is how they told Jesus, said, you being a man, make yourself God.
Yes.
When you say you're the Son of God.
Yeah.
They saw God Almighty wrapped like a man.
Yes.
In the flames.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Then Nebuchadnezzar came near to the mouth of the fire, burning
the
fire
mouth
furnace,
of the furnace.
And spake and said, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, you servants of the Most High God.
Wait. You didn't think that we can get the victory over you. Made him say, you all serve the true God. Yes?
Come forth and come
forth
hither.
And come hither.
Then Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego came forth of the midst of the furnace. And the princes and the governors and the captains and the king's council being gathered together saw these men, upon whose body the fire had no power.
Had no power over you.
Nor was a hair of their head singed. Neither were their coats changed, nor the smell of fire had passed on them.
Isn't that beautiful? What you think God did this for? To show you I'll be with you. No matter what the issue is, I'll be with you. So I take this word, give me Isaiah 43, just to show you that God's word had to be made manifest. If Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego was getting ready to go somewhere, God had already said, if you go to the flames, I'll go. Where you go, I'll go. Because if you go, I got to keep you. Yes.
But now,
But now,
thus saith the Lord.
Thus saith the Lord.
That created thee, O Jacob.
That created thee. So don't look at the issue. Have you repented of your sins?
Amen.
Have you gone down in water in the name of Jesus Christ? Do you have the Holy Ghost? Are you contending to believe God? So don't matter about the trouble. The God that created thee.
And have formed thee, O Israel.
Has formed thee.
Fear not.
Don't fear.
For I have redeemed thee.
I paid a ransom for you.
I've called thee by thy name.
I call you by thy name.
Thou art mine.
You are mine.
When thou pass through the waters.
When you pass through the water, if you're going to be baptized.
I'll be with thee.
I'm going to remit your sins. We start off with the water. Go. Get in the water. Get wet. Because it don't matter if the flames come.
Yeah.
You're already wet now. If you pass through the waters,
I'll be with you.
I'll be with you.
And through the rivers,
I go take you to the rivers.
They shall not overflow thee.
They won't overtake you.
When thou walkest through the fire,
go.
Thou shalt not be burned.
Isn't that beautiful?
Neither shall
somebody had to manifest that he said that. Said, go on in there. You won't be burned. Yes.
Neither shall the flame kindle upon thee.
Didn't they get that testimony? God, didn't the boys get it?
Amen. For I am the Lord thy God, the Holy One of Israel.
Didn't he say this to you?
Thy Savior.
I'm your Savior.
I gave Egypt for thy ransom.
I gave Egypt for a ransom for you.
Amen.
Don't you know I'll deliver you then?
Amen.
Somebody then must manifest that God's word is alive.
Amen.
Get me Titus 1 and 2 and Romans 1 and 2. My mind. I'm still praying for you tomorrow that you understand someone sacrificed their life to put something in the book to say, even unto the fiery furnace, God is able to deliver. Why? Isaiah said, if you make it through the fire, he said, it won't hurt you. It won't bother you. You got to believe that God is keeping you.
Yes.
Believeth thou this?
Amen.
Then I pray that when tomorrow comes, you'll be stronger than you were today. I pray that your troubles won't get you to fall, because your option is not to go back. You can only move forward. Then God will bless you as you continue going forward. Then I pray that your tomorrow will be better. I pray. This is Bishop Patterson inviting you to come to the Church of the Lord Jesus Christ of the Apostolic Faith. This is the church that is called by the name of God, and this is the church of his faith. I pray that tomorrow comes, you will still be looking up.
Thank you for listening to the Whole Truth Gospel broadcast of the Church of the Lord Jesus Christ of the Apostolic Faith. For more information, visit us online at theapostolicfaith.org. Dial 610-583-2400 or write to us at P.O. Box 109, Darby, Pennsylvania 19023 in the United States of America.
Gracias por escuchar al programa Toda Verdad, Iglesia del Señor Jesucristo de la Fe Apostólica. Ven con nosotros porque te haremos bien. Nos pueden visitar en la página web www.theapostolicfaith.org.
Merci d'avoir écouté l'émission de radio de l'Église du Seigneur Jésus-Christ de la foi apostolique. Venez avec nous, nous vous ferons du bien. Pour plus d'informations, visitez le site www.lafoiapostolique.org.
Děkuji za poslouchání našeho rádia Pravdě Pana Ježíše Krista o apoštolské víře. Více informací naleznete na adrese theapostolicfaith.org.
If you are listening to this broadcast during the day, then have a good day. If you are listening to this broadcast during the evening hours, have a good night.